think we're holding Simon Shin Nun. Din Amaytzi Rosha Berubay Mershus to Rishus by Gimel Sifim. So I'm not a Mershus a Yachin, Amaytzi Yadal Rishus a Rabbim, Umatato Sham Chafatzim. So a person can stand in the Rishus a Yachin, stick his hand out the Rishus a Rabbim, and move something there in the Rishus a Rabbim. And we're not afraid he's going to bring it into him, mistakenly. But he's moving items which he has no need, he has no reason to bring in. Mm-hmm. He moves it out there and there's a rabbi from point A to point B. Obviously, he can't move them to Dalet Amos. And the Chiddush is, Chashinan Shema Yavim Elov, that he might bring him to, bring the items in. Because why should he do that? He doesn't need them where he's standing. Therefore, practical lemaisa. We have such a hechatimsa, but I'll give you a following scenario. Mutter lamoid brishus rabbi. Litum avtech brishus yoch. So I could have a situation where there is some type of a porch, which creates a status of Rosh Hashanah in front of the door. I can't necessarily fit myself in. I can stand outside, beyond, pick it up, hip the key on front of the mat, open the door, even though I'm standing, I can't bring that key to me, because I may be a hitzor from the Rosh Hashanah to the Carmel is where I'm standing, but I have no need to take the key out. My goal is to open the door and put the key down. It's like, so that would be more to do that. I can stand Rosh Hashanah, I'm elitim of Tev, Rosh Hashanah, if Tev Hashem would open it, Chem Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, and vice versa, if I would want to leave, stand Rosh Hashanah and do something in Rosh Hashanah. Avo, but, lo yamed Rosh Hashanah, we had to Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, and v'yishter Shom, I can't lean out and drink in Rosh Hashanah, or stand Rosh Hashanah and lean into Rosh Hashanah and drink. Because there, I want the water, and I could use the water where I am. So there's a concern. I might take the cup or whatever I'm drinking with from the other rishos back towards myself. So then it's only mutter elam kenyachnis roshay veruba lemakom shushay. So I have to put the majority of my body into the other rishos. So that once he does that, that's considered that he's not going to forget and bring it back out to him. His whole body is there already, or the majority of his body is there. Why do we do that? The kibun shoot sarach le'elu hamayim. He needs the water. Chashin Hashem yaviyam elav. He might bring the water to him, and that's going to be problematic. But avomoter lamed brishus yachid or brishus rabim belishas bekarmel zayipcha. This is only for brishus yachid or brishus rabim, which is the deraisa. So chazal made gzeira. You might pull out from the brishus yachid or brishus rabim, or vice versa, and that's a malacha deraisa. But it was the case of a caramelist, it was only a derabana. So Chazal didn't make this gzeira. So they just said, don't do it. But they Chazal let you do it, relying on the fact that you won't bring it back. Now, v'yesh b'forshim. So the Pasha text, we said, so this is based on the Gemara, and the Gemara seems to give this definition of something, tzrichim lo, you're not tzrichim lo. So we gave an example, the key. I have no need to bring the key to myself. I need to open where it is. So why should I want to bring it out to me? The water, on the other hand, I mean, I don't need the water here, but not more than there, but I need water. Right? There's no reason. So I'm here, so there's a chashash, I might pull it out back towards myself. Comes on the Eish B'forshim, they say, the chafatzim atzrichim loy, the definition of tzrichim loy, or not tzrichim loy, ha'inu kelim noyim, shutzarach lehem. We're talking about it was nice types of kalim. So those I like, and I might bring to myself. They're not necessarily any type of scintillating kli. But delicious b'hem af shalav b'shalay hoytzi rosh berubay el shayshet savar b'levat. So I just stuck my head out without my whole body. And according to that pshat, we're not afraid that he's going to bring in this nice container into, because it's not a nice container. So we're not afraid that he's going to bring it in towards himself, and they let you drink in that other rishos. Okay, Bashar til Tulim, Chutz Mishtiya. Other items that you're talking about using, other than, let's say, this quest of drinking.
Afilo Kalim, Noyim, Mutta the Tatal, Shagodzal, Bekalim, Noyim, Bashar, Simeham, Shumakarvan, Lepiv.
So the fact that it's by his mouth, there's almost a natural inclination to bring the kli back with your mouth. So that's a concern. But in general, if it's not a question of drinking, even though it's a keli nor, whatever it is, I'm moving it over there. There's no reason, because I might bring it in towards myself.
So before we go further into the Mishnah, so what would be the psychology of somebody, you know, it's a nice sparkly clean silver vessel versus a throwaway cup that we're concerned about? That might be a concern for it.
In other words, again, the act of drinking, what he's saying is the act of drinking, I'm doing there. So why should I bring it back to me? It's the same thing as the kli. There's no need to bring it by me.
Right.
But if the kli itself is valuable, etc., so A, I have it next to my mouth, I have it right there, and B, it's important to me, so I might bring it to me because I want to be careful with the kli. Okay. Mishnah Berurah Aleph. Sekhatan Aleph. Shana Sikhim Lebemokim. Filahem Kelim Noyim. So if I have no need at all to bring it in the case of the Mafteach, it's a gorgeous key, but I have no reason to bring it in. Shavir, obviously you have to be careful, you shouldn't move a Dalet Amos. Pirish. What's the Kiddush? I mean, yeah, you can't move something Dalet Amos, which is a Rabban. Here's a weird scenario. See, he's setting him Shizu Yochid. He reaches out into Shizu Rabban, picks the item up, and moves a Dalet Amos. So maybe that's not called the Malach. The Malach is only if a person reaches a Rabban moving a Dalet Amos. He's moving it with his hands, but he himself is a Mishnah Yachid. So you would think maybe that's not a problem. It is a problem. The inhaver, if he does it, it's chayiv. If he does do it, he's going to be chayiv. He'd be chayiv a korban or a misa. He did a misa. Now I feel like he'd be on the balabir, Sarah. Tfachim, kim v'seif hinichal arts. See, here we have a scenario where it started out on the ground in the Rishon Rabban, and it ended up on the ground in the Rishon Rabban. Along the way, the hand made this arc, and it went above 10 tfachim. And above 10 tfachim, Rishon Rabban is a makom patur. So you could argue, incorrectly, that it went from Rishon Rabban to Makom Patur to Rishus Rabbah. He says, well, but it didn't stop in the Makom Patur. It's in your hand. That's not considered an act of being Munach in the Makom Patur. So that's like a person who would walk from Rishus Yachid to Rishus Rabbah, walk to the Makom Patur we had before. He's Chayim. Well, he went through Makom Patur. Yeah, but so what? He went through Makom Patur. But he didn't stop in the Makom Patur. So over here, since it went from here to here, and the fact that it went above 10 Tvachim in the middle will not make a difference. So it went Dalet Amos.
Where would we say the object would be if he just stopped his hand in midair? Would we say that it's...
Nowhere.
Not even a makom patur, it's just...
Because it's not considered munach. Even though we say normally that hanach is gubuk, hanach is chayfitz, that's only if the person and the item are in the same rishos.
So it just doesn't have a place right now.
Right. Okay. It's not a hanach. So what's he doing? The little mafteach versus the yachid. Hainu shemafteach munach shom mikvar. The key's there already. Another mishum, he picks it up when the pesach adels and he opens the door. Omar ba'ovin shayadei natilas mafteach mimkaymoi enor aval isahut saw. But picking up the key wasn't problematic because the key itself was already in a different rishos. Kigon sheyesh gonok, which is like a porch or something. Who's the bias? Like a little. The front step. Ragonok is also bechemchitzes kedin rishus yachid. It itself is rishus yachid. The front is high enough, etc., so it meets the requirements of rishus yachid. So you're picking it up from that and putting it into the door. So it's going rishus yachid. That's not a problem. Ah, you're sending rishus rabbi. So what? It's going rishus yachid. Oshmafteach tochuv sham b'manal akvur b'del. So the key's in the door already. So I don't have to do any act of taking it from where I am to there, which would be a problem of the malacha. So we discussed the issue of the case of the goy bringing the key to the shul. Be careful if you're overhang, etc. You have to be careful with your area. Make sure that you're not doing anything improper with the key. So he takes the key and he opens up the Rishus Yochid, even though he's in Rishus Rabbim. We can do that. And we're not Geyser, he might pull the key to him. So let me just see and keep it in circle. Let me put his club. Why should he bring the key to him? He has no need for it out here. What should do with the key? Let them go to Tolfan. It's not going to help him at all. So there's no reason to be Geyser, but he'll pull it out. There's a key down there in the Shul Rabbim. I pick it up and I open the little kiosk which is there in the Shul Rabbim. Yes, there's a chiluk adinim. Ben kam okar malaharuk b'zeh. Kvar b'arun liyam b'sim mishen vav. Sev gimel b'agob and Mr. Burra. Mr. Burra, we had that nice long Mr. Burra. Sim mishen vav. Right? Sif Gimel, which was being written long. He went through all different problems of the case where the front area could be potentially be a Shasayachar, it could be a Carmelis. Malcolm Tur is questionable because usually we're in a Carmelis, so there's no such thing as Malcolm Tur in a Carmelis. No, he went through all those problems over there. Okay. Vav shehud tzorech, but a case where he could use the item. The bein shamayim nesunim bekelim noyim, oenim noyim. According to this opinion, there's no difference in whether the water is in a nice clear or not. Kei kolkiyotze b'zeh bocholim marbushim. It's something we're true if you're talking about food or clothing. I'm moving this food over there, and that I'm eating. I'm leaning out and eating, or leaning out, putting on a baguette. A person could use them where he is. Says Xeri, he might come to bring it back to himself. We said it's only where Shazoch and Shazorab, but Carmel is Shazorab Gufa who rock mitam Xeri. Shemi Yavienu Atzlo. But Shazorab, he's doing it out there. Tells us what we're afraid he might bring it back to himself. So that's Rosh Hashanah. It's only also because you might do something wrong. So in Carmel, which is a Drabonon, you might do something wrong. There's two Drabonons. Look, as you know, Gzera the Gzera. We don't make a Gzera Drabonon to protect the Yisra Drabonon of Carmel, which itself is a Gzera. Okay. Yes, before Shem, they differentiate between Kelim Noyim or not. Weaker Kisor Rishona, the main shot is like the first opinion, which does not differentiate between whether the Kelim look nice or not. The main criteria is if you have some use for them where you are. So the key, I have no use at all to bring it. What am I doing with the key? So I'm going to leave the key there. But the water I could drink here. So that's where you have a chashash. Okay. Sit base. A person cannot stand in one rishus and either spit or relieve himself into a different rishus. Over Carmelis or Carmelis, or otherwise, the other way around. Because it's going from his body, which is in Rishus A, and it's landing in Rishus B. Mm-hmm. So it's a malacha involved. I feel like Mahatzi Piv, if he spat, he put his mouth there into other Rishus when he spit. Mm-hmm. Or Amosa, his Aver, which he uses to Imato Mayim, it's in other Rishus. It doesn't help, but it's coming from his body, and his body is in Rishus A. So that's a problem. Mr. Brewer said, cotton test. The masha moitzi hashesen, he takes it out the urine or the saliva from his body. That's called you're doing an act of akira. It was munach in the body, and you're being oikir from the body, and then it's landing in another rishus. The significance of that fact that he needs it there. Now the Mora says that the malacha of we said the malacha of Hotsor requires three parts. There's that kira, which is the uprooting it from where it is. Mm-hmm. There's the transfer from one rishus to the other. And there's the anocha, putting down the other rishus. Over here, it's putting that, it's landing on the other rishus. Clearly a transfer. But and there's also a kira. But the more it says there's a definition. And a kira means you have to brood it, it has to be in a place to brood it. If it's sitting on top of a, it's sitting there, yeah, on top of a little pad, a little of, you know, lily, which is 2 inches by 2 inches, it's not called sitting there. The guy with this halacha of a kira, it's munak, it's not moving, but the guy with the chashiva is that you've uprooted it from its place, that's a place, it's sitting on a thing 2 inches by 2 inches. So the more, so what's the shear? It has to be a shear of dal tvachim by dal tvachim. It's sitting in a place, which is dal tvachim by dal tvachim, and you're now uprooting it from that place, that's called a halacha, it's called a kira. But the Mor says that there are some exceptions to that. The Mor says a person's hand has a cheshivas of dalet al dalet. Because the hand is a mokum of for an item. We hold things in our hands, etc. And the Mor says also that this case over here, where it's in the body, the person wants, the person, you know, has made a decision to remove it from his body, it's in his body. So we necessarily go and say, well, I'm not dalet al dalet, you know, necessarily, but that's not a relevant point. So my decision to take it out of my body gives it like it's chashivas. I'm rooting it from a mokum dal al dal and putting it in a place. Of a caramelist, says he can't do it from a shisha yachid to a caramelist or vice versa, or shisha ramen to a caramelist or vice versa. He was shisha shosu, he said the raisa. Since going from a shisha yachid to a shisha ramen is a mokum dal raisa, spitting. The male of a caramelist, let me also a kapon amin rabbonin. So we also the rabbonin. Because that was the point of caramelist. They made a caramelist, whatever is also the rice, and Rishon Rabbim is also the rabbonin, the caramelist. Who are they named Hishin or Rook by Rishon Rabbim of a caramelist, Berich with Arba Amas, it landed 4 Amas away from the person. That's going to be the same problem. Now, if it lands on the ground, and then it moves Dalet Amas by itself.
Oh, you started at the quarter to eight?
Yeah.
I forgot
that. So, that's it. It lands on the ground near him, but eventually it's going to roll beyond the four tvachim. So that's not, he's not chayav for that. Because since it's not his action, he put it within his Dalet Amas, and the area where it could have theoretically been absorbed there was there was a place to for it to land on. So the fact that it didn't, that's not his responsibility.
But if there would not have been a possibility of that happening, then would he be chayav, or he wouldn't, or not necessarily?
I don't know if it's chayav or just osur. I don't remember whether it's chayav or osur.
But it's clearly one of the two. Is that
correct?
Okay.
Of a caramelist? No. Fine. Pivei amasa luchutz. Dlozin and botsam mokim itzias hashes. So we don't define it by where it comes out of the body. Al botsam mokim hashes and nectar mimenu, it's where it's coming from. Vu aguf, it's from the body. Ho'oimid rishos ha'achim, which is in the other rishos. Vafiv nami shedin and lay, botsar aguf, shemir rishos ha'achim. It's coming out of his body, which is in a different rishus. Havikilo hoitzim rishus rishus. He's transferred it from rishus A by spitting to rishus B, even though his mouth is out there, but his body is here, and it's from his body, so it left the rishus yoch, and it went through rishus rab. Nebi loshen shulchan aruch mashma the bekarmelis nami aser filo kishahoitzim piv v'masel luchutz. Where the Shulchan Aruch puts it down, he says that you can't be Oymed Rishus Rabbim and be Mashtin or Yorik Rishus Yachid, or Carmelis or Yipcha. So it means Carmelis to that one of the other Rishuyas is problematic.
What if the other
Rishuyas to Carmelis? No, it means Carmelis to Rishus Yachid or Rishus Rabbim. It's not the caramelist, it's just the question of Dalet Amas.
Or Rishus Rabbim or Rishus Yachid to a caramelist.
Or vice versa.
That way also.
Right.
Or vice versa is the way you first said.
And then it says, which means going back in the case of Carmelis. So even though he put his mouth out there into the other Rishus, that's not enough. Even by Carmelis. The kiman the zeh hadin the srinan mishus the rishus brishu is the right to rock mitam sveika. That's the gemara betekel. The gemara presents this case over here of being mashed in from one rishus, spinning one rishus to other rishus as a suffix, not as a vadai. The gemara is masubik of this is chayiv. The gemara says take it. What stands as the question? So it comes out if it's a rabbim we're being machra because of the suffix the rice. So it's not to grow up. Yeshon l'hakol b'zeh b'karmel to sveik of the rabbonim. So it comes to the karmel that's the suffix of the rabbonim. Correct. Right, either way, either way. So it becomes the Kamas of the Rabbanon, the second Rabbanon. Kain Shapazik, Shachonarach, Basip, Kain Zeb, Leobazim, and Shin Gimel, Sifchav Gimel, Ayn Shom. It was a case of the question of jewelry, in certain cases of jewelry which were questionable. What is the Chav Gimel? They said over there, to Rishon Ram it's Asur, but the Carmelis is Mutter. So I guess he's proving that with our cases where we differentiate between the Carmelis and Rishon Ram, we don't make the Gzera Carmelis out to Rishon Ram. So over here also, the sake of the Rabbanu, we will not make the Gzera out to Rishon Ram.
What do we mean?
There's a Groz is differentiating and saying, since it's only Asur, the Rabbanu, only the Asur. From Rishus Yachid to Rishus Rabim because of a suffix, the word is not sure for sure that the case is Chayiv. So you say, the Raisa Luchumer, Rishus Yachid, the Rabim is a suffix, the Raisa, Yimach. But the Karma is the Rabbanu, you should make them. And you see that we differentiate between the Karmelis. Our scenarios where Halacha will differentiate between the Karmelis and Rishus Rabim. Okay. Gimel. So he has saliva in his mouth. Eventually he gets enough saliva, he's ready to spit it out. So he's walking with some saliva in his mouth. From that point where he gets that in his mouth, either he spits it out or he swallows it, whatever he's going to do, we cannot walk carrying it in his mouth. He's carrying the. Once he got to the point where the roach is ready to be spat out, it's like a separate entity. It's not part of his body anymore. So he's carrying this thing, this liquid in his mouth, which he cannot do. Okay. Yud Beis, Umuchel Lazarka, Ayel Yerabba Shakos Adavka Kishkavar Nep, Nisabach Arroik Pepiv, Oymen Lotze. So that's the Imamish that he's ready to spit. It's not like, you know, his mouth is filling up. But just, he's, you know, he's Imamish like, you know, sort of like, Nisabach Arroik Pepiv means sort of like you made it into a ball. It means, it's not only a ball, but it means you've brought it all together and you're ready to spit.
It's delicious.
I'm sorry, you know, halacha covers everything. Yesh mishoimer, I forgot them. A chaver cause of yesh mishoimer, ein lazuz mizeh. You should not walk away from. No pun intended. You can't walk away from this psak. Shekain das rav rishon. Most rishonim pass like that. It was a good pun, right? Shelach arba amas. Who had in shloyelach oz rishus at sheyorik? You can't walk from one rishus to another until you dispose of that liquid in your mouth.
So until you're actually ready to spit, then that's not a problem.
Correct. But Tambach holds that the kibbutz of the mishtei koi, it's ready to be discarded. Masa, who is considered you're carrying a burden, you're carrying an item. So that's a clear Gemara. The Gemara says the mashal, a person has food in his mouth. It's considered chutzah to carry. Person walks out chewing on food. He's be doing a malacha. He's doing the malacha deraisa. Now, okay, there's food in your mouth, and there's food in your mouth. You know, a person is chewing on food is one thing. You know, a person had a little bit of food stuck between his teeth. That's not what we're talking about. That's considered chutzah. That's considered not considered. But let's say in a situation where you get something stuck between your teeth and it's really bothering you. So as much as that's true, the stack is not bottle. So some person say you have a problem that you really should have to remove it from your teeth before you go weiter. This issue of spitting, in case of the air was not up, is the game. I mean, I didn't mention that when I said my share Friday night. But that is the point where it wouldn't be negay, a person has to be aware of.
So we said that there's an idea that it becomes detached from his body, even though it's sort of connected to all the rest of the liquids in his mouth. Is it just because mentally he's sort of separated that from, he wants to get rid of it? Is that the whole idea? Why it's sort of not attached anymore?
I think it's a physical reality also.
He doesn't want it.
Well, I think there's a physical, you know, it's he's gathered the liquid in his mouth already. It's sitting in his mouth already, so it's just not just...
Okay.
Right. Okay. That's Simon Shin Nun. Start Shin Nun Aleph. Shin Aleph is one sip, so we might actually start it and finish it. Din Moshe Yadu Letziner B'Shus Rabim Lishtes. So a person, if some of you have the Mishnah Berurah with the pictures... So the issue over here was that there's a downspout, and there's a gutter, and the gutter would sort of move away from the building. And we'll discuss if the gutter is next to the building or not. And I want to catch the water, drink it. So the water is coming off of the house, which is Rishus HaYachid. I'm staying in Rishus HaRabim, and I'm catching this water as it's coming off. So that's like catching something coming from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. So is that a problem or not? And that's the issue we're going to deal with. Person should not stand Rishus HaRabim, put his hand right next to the end of the gutter. Shutziner Oruch Munach L'Erchagag, it's a long pipe, which is put according to the length of the roof. And the case was B'sach Shloisha Tvachim Samach L'Gag. The Maskila was within three tvachim. It was a very short extension. Like I think the picture, the first picture they have is the picture. The distance from the maskila and the maskila and the wall, the Rishus HaYachid, was less than three tvachim. So you shouldn't put your hand there. L'kabel mayim mimena, catch the water. Shekim Rishum b'sech shloisha samach l'gag. This was in three tvachim of the roof. So chashim kigag, so it's like part of the roof, and the roof is Rishus HaYachid. For also benim who lamala me'asara, lamata me'asara. Whether this machil is above 10 tvachim or below 10 tvachim is not relevant. What is permitted though is once it's, I'm not putting my hand right next to it. Put my hand further down, I'm catching it in the air. Because once it's left the maskil, it's not in Rishus HaYachid anymore. So now I'm in Rishus HaRabim and I'm catching some water. So what's the fucking, if I put my hand, it's raining, I can't catch water, I'm allowed to catch water. So putting my hand next to there is not considered that I'm doing an act of taking it from Rishus HaYachid, which would there be a problem now if I'm doing a hutzah from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. I feel imyadu toch shloish shel maskila. Even if I'm within three tvachim of where the maskila is, so it's like three times love. It's just like my hand's right there at the edge. And that's problematic, right? So I put my hand down here. Like, oh, it's three tefachim. It's like your hand's all the way up there, and that's also. We don't say that. Hoysa maskila berlet shloshim in the gag. If the maskila extended more than three tvachim off the roof. V'chein stam tzinor sheberlet shloshim. Or, not in the case of the tzinor, but a regular pipe, which was extending three tvachim out from the house. Yachol l'chaber yada aleim l'chaber l'mayim. You can put your hand there and catch the water. Going, Shane behem arbo al arbo. This area that you're taking from is not 4x4 itself. Behein l'matim yasura, and they're below 10 tvachim. Alam yesh ben arbo al arbo. If they have 4x4. Because if it's above 10, even though it's not 4x4, but if it would be 4x4, you would be in big trouble, because that's Rishos HaYachid. So the area is 4x4, is above 10 Tvachim, as we said, Rishos HaYachid. So we're not going to let you go there. If it's above 10, we're not going to let you go there and take advantage of it. Xer, you might do it when it's 4x4, and then you're dealing with a Derisa. Let's hold it here.